This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Valentino Constantino. Valentino is the senior data scientist and team lead at Terran Orbital. Valentino, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
So Valentino, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your background in technology and what your journey has been like from where you first got started, some of the roles you've held along the way? What's led you to where you are today as senior data scientist and team lead at Terran Orbital?
You know, as is with anyone's journey, I think mine involves a fair bit of good decision making and some luck and some happenstance, being in the right place at the right time as well. Somewhere in my undergraduate career, I was trying to understand how I'd live and what my career would be and what my trajectory would be in life. And I've always known that I was not only analytical, but also creative. And I wanted to find myself in a space where I could exercise both parts of my brain, provide value, solve problems, be helpful, while also maybe doing so in creative ways. And I thought working in data science and artificial intelligence would be a pathway towards that. I kind of started embarking down a pathway towards immersing myself in data science, a lot of self-teaching, taught myself Python, enrolled in a lot of mathematics courses, and I applied to graduate programs. And I got into about half of what I applied into, which was a fairly good rate. So I had a choice of three programs, and I elected to go to Northwestern University's Masters of Science in Analytics program. So it was a very immersive program, very hands-on. Day one, working with companies. I think throughout the course of the program, I worked with three real-world companies as part of internships or practicums or capstones. And we had even real world data within our program to work with inside our classrooms. But that's how I found myself there. And in terms of how I found myself in the aerospace industry, that was a little bit more luck. You know, it was a bit of good decision making, but also a bit of luck. And circling back to what I mentioned earlier, I chose to go to Northwestern University because that program in particular was gearing their students more towards industries that were essentially revolutionizing themselves. They weren't necessarily shoehorning all of their graduates into big data fields or big tech and companies that no doubt leverage what we do to great effect. However, there's a bit of a different role, so to say. So it was a good decision there. It was also a bit of chance in that I had always had an interest in space. I never really considered doing data science or artificial intelligence in space. However, when I got to the Northwestern program, there was an alumnus, actually several alumni, who actually had interned at JPL or had worked at JPL, and JPL being the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and that's a NASA center that's operated by Caltech. And so it was a bit of a good decision making, putting myself into the right program, a bit of hard work, obviously working hard to get there, but also a bit of luck once I got there. And I mention that because I personally find that not everything in life is my own doing. There is some luck. There is some opportunity seizing when you recognize that it comes up. And so I had an internship at JPL. One thing led to another. They enjoyed my work and they offered me a job. So before I even went back to school for one more quarter at the end of the summer internship, I already had a job in hand, which gave me a lot of confidence and eased a lot of the stresses of finding the right full-time position after. So anyway, fast forward a little bit. Started at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and I ended up working there for over 6.5 years before I came to Terran Orbital. And I learned quite a bit there. I will say, when I was a young, fledgling data scientist, I didn't necessarily know exactly what area I wanted to specialize in. I like to say data scientists are all Swiss Army knives. We all have a common set of tools. However, we're all unique and have our own unique kind of specialties. I didn't know what I wanted to find myself in. And so I wanted to go to a team, and I did end up going to a team that offered a lot of different types of work. But over the years at JPL, I've developed a core competency and applying deep learning methodologies, whether it be regressive or classification or computer vision, to new application areas in the aerospace industry, be it remote sensing or manufacturing or different areas. And so during my time at JPL, I developed a core competency there, an interest in using artificial intelligence to actually come up with simplistic solutions to some of these more difficult problems, essentially using the artificial intelligence to replace a lot of the logic-based components in a more traditional program, if you were think a bit more like in the traditional computer science methodologies. So I developed that, and I was doing a lot of deep learning work at JPL. And eventually I ended up here. I got a call from a former JPLer that was working here at the time. And so they ended up getting in touch with a colleague that knew myself, and through a mutual connection, we got together and I ended up here at Terran Orbital. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Super helpful to understand your journey and a lot of interesting steps along the way from early out where you started to get some interest on the educational side to obviously landing at JPL, which is a phenomenal place to gain some experience, and how that will now translate into lending itself to what you're doing currently. So leads nicely into my next question. Tell us all about Terran Orbital, who you are, what sure. you do, mission of the business.
So Terran Orbital's mission is essentially to commoditize satellite manufacturing. So if you look at the next couple of decades, there's going to be tens of thousands of satellites put into orbit. There are already tens of thousands of satellites put into orbit, thousands of Starlink satellites alone. So the demand is immense. Terran Orbital's mission and all of that is essentially to become a provider of satellite buses to the rest of the industry through vertical integration. So today, we're about 90% vertically integrated. We do mission operations, we do design, we do the manufacturing, we build the PCBs, and in some cases, we also do payload. We don't do every payload, but in some cases, we do payload and propulsion as well. So that's essentially the company's business. Now, how does AI fit into that? A year ago, I got a call, and I said, hey, we're looking to build a data science and AI capability, and we don't have it. Can you come in and talk to us? And at this time, I was already considering other opportunities, considering leaving JPL, and it sounded like an intriguing opportunity, right? So I came here to build a capability, and we've done that. So in a week from today, actually, it'll be a year since I was hired here. I took a company that had zero capability in data science, and in particular, cloud engineering and in artificial intelligence. And in a year, we now have a team and we have products that are being used internally to help reduce the time needed for manufacturing and essentially reduce our manufacturing costs and improve our operations, which then increases our margin. And not only increases our margin, but reduces the time needed to get a satellite to the customer. And throughout Terran Orbital's whole mission, encompassing in all of Terran Orbital's entire mission of commoditizing this segment of the industry, is our responsive space initiative. So Terran Orbital next year or this year will be on a mission to deliver satellite buses within 30 days of a customer order. And how are we going to do that? We're going to be doing that through commoditizing our components, through making them modular and having common designs across different classes of satellite bus, which we have 7 standard satellite bus classes. And we're going to do it through automation and artificial intelligence and through process improvement. That's a similar formula that Tesla have used, that SpaceX have used, that some of the other industry, not even just industry leaders, but outside our industry, other automation leaders have used. And this is all to increase the margin, reduce the cost to the customer, and also improve our ability to get it to the customer quickly. Today, you can get a launch vehicle into space pretty quickly. SpaceX has shown that with our turnaround times. However, the satellite industry is not there yet, but we seek to be there. We seek to be that responsive space manufacturer that can give you a satellite, which you can then integrate your payload and get to orbit. So that reality where dreaming of getting a probe to something and putting it in an orbit within a few months, that's fast approaching becoming a reality.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
So it's such a fascinating space. And so I want to jump straight into the work that you and your team do and how data science is at the core of of helping you guys achieve your mission. So can you talk to us about your role in a bit more detail, some of the key responsibilities, and give us more visibility of the organization that you're working with? So the broader data group, what's it like day to day? What are you guys working on? What are some of the interesting use cases for data science and AI at play?
Turn Orbital is a late stage startup. We've got a couple hundred of employees. We're publicly traded. However, we're still a startup. The team is small. The team is scrappy. Folks wear many different hats. Today, I could use a data engineer. I could use a couple different roles that we know we want filled, but we're not going to fill for one reason or another for a little while until we meet certain objectives. And that's all okay. That's some of the challenges. But on a day-to-day, it's super fun, man. We have unique problems that we believe are the first in the industry that are being applied. We're doing things to help facilitate growth in the industry and responsiveness in the industry that I don't think will be appreciated for quite some time, but they're there and they're significant. And I will say that our organization and our team, we're applying and developing products, and we're applying analytics, artificial intelligence, and data science through many areas of the company's vertical. And I'll give you a couple of examples. In one case, and it wasn't just our team alone, it takes a whole village, but our team was heavily involved. We took a process that used to take 8 hours and we reduced it to 1 hour, right? You can imagine what that does for scale. And this particular process was involving the calibration of a particular module on the spacecraft. In another case, we've developed a data product, a super resolution deep learning based product that is basically capable of improving the quality of a satellite image on the ground. So why is this significant? There's other super resolution technologies that are out there. You're asking yourself, okay, why do I care? There's two reasons why you should care, or why our customer should care, rather, and why it's important that our team is working on this. The first is that right now, the entire industry is essentially selling a hardware-based capability for imaging. If you instead change the mindset to saying, hey, I'm going to sell a capability, and however I get there is however I get there, then you can open yourself up to putting a smaller imaging payload on board the satellite that's maybe less capable. If you can achieve the same image quality through AI-based processing on the ground, then the payload all of a sudden is smaller, the satellite is lighter, it becomes cheaper to launch. And our customer who's buying our satellites from us, they have the option now to either stick an additional payload on there that they weren't able to before due to physical limitations, or to fly a lighter satellite, in which case their launch vehicle costs are going to be lower, or they can add more redundancy. It's essentially a way to give them more options. And so this is another area, another product that we've developed, and that's sitting at the top of our vertical. And then importantly, but last not least, we're developing a whole set of internal products, which I can't go into too much detail about, but they are using computer vision to essentially reduce the time needed for manufacturing and all towards that responsive space initiative. So I hope that kind of gives a picture of what our day-to-day looks like and how our team fits into the whole responsive space initiative and democratizing space and commoditizing space. But that's how it all fits together.
Yeah, and Martin covers it. There's some incredible examples that you've given. And I want to stay on that conversation because over the last decade, we've seen incredible advancements in overall application uses for AI on the software side and, of course, commercialized space across multiple industries. When you look at your time since joining, what have been some of the most exciting possible use cases that stand out to you when you look at the roadmap ahead, particularly the next 1 to 2 years? What are you excited to work on with you and your team utilizing aspects and components of data science to help with the broader mission?
For me, the most exciting part is really the things that we're doing internally to improve our processes, right? Because you can see it and you can feel it. You can make a very simple change, maybe to your data pipeline towards the top of your process, and you can feel that cascade and you can measure that cascade and that effect all the way down. And in that sense, it's really exciting. When I look at the next few years, and if you look at our business in general, Terran Orbital's business in general, what's important over the next few years is our process, is developing that process, making it repeatable, and reducing our cost of manufacturing, right? That's the only thing that's really going to democratize space. If you look at Tesla, for example, they're following a similar model. 10 years ago, they came out with the Model S, Tesla Model S. very expensive vehicle. They said, hey, everybody, we're going to come out with the Model 3. Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. And they, what did they do? They took their lessons learned in their processes and their manufacturing and doing things better, faster, more reliably, and they continuously innovated in that area so that they could offer a product that was low cost but high margin, right? And Terran is doing the same thing. We continuously reinvest in our process. What, how can we do things better? What can we do? That's how the team is going to be really impactful here and highly leveraged. And not to say we won't do other things. We will, and we can provide value in other ways. But when I look at the company, its current state, where it needs to go in the next year or two, next couple of years, the fact that we're going to be, we actually just turned gross, or we just turned a positive gross profit for the first time. We're still not net positive. There's those things that the company is going through. And in that sense, it will steer the direction of our team towards improving those efficiencies for the short term. But we don't have just our sights there. We want to look much larger, much longer term. If we want to continue excelling as a leading satellite bus provider, we can think about integrating AI in other ways, directly into our payloads, directly into our modules. Those are discussions that we're interested in having, but I don't see that realistically happening for the next few years, just because there's so much to gain from things further upstream, if you will, at the moment.
Valentino, thank you so much for that. I always like to finish these podcast interviews with getting some additional information for the people side of the data science and AI group. As somebody who is now a team lead, you've joined, you've had the opportunity to really look at how things work and the opportunity within this industry. You've got a good sense of what the near-term roadmap looks like from a client offering perspective, products and services, but also to be part of the AI and data team. If you were speaking to a colleague or a friend of yours who was interested in joining your team at Terran Orbital, what would you say to them about the mission, the environment, the culture that would get them excited enough to join you guys over some of the other great companies also trying to hire?
Well, I can say that as a B2B business, right, we might be operating a little bit more in the shadows compared to SpaceX and Amazon. However, that's also on the flip side, we're going to have a lot of a larger impact potentially on the industry, right? We have civil customers. We've got NASA as a customer. We have the European Space Agency as a customer. We have commercial customers like Rivada, where we're building a very large satellite constellation for. And we have our defense contracting as well. So in that sense, we have exposure to a broad set of customers that we serve. And that exposure, in turn, allows us and provides us the opportunity to develop core competencies that you might not see in other areas of the industry. We have a lot of very good people in Terran Orbital, and we're really good at what we do. And that's true not just of the data science team, but outside the data science team and engineering and ground software and various areas of the business. And those core competencies take time to develop. We're a startup, but we've been around for 10 years, right? And so I will say, in that sense, impact is felt here. What we do here today and what the team is doing today, it's not going to be evident that impact is there. When we are able to deliver these systems that do make an impact in our production speed, that in turn affects our customers, which in turn affects the entire industry. I have the fortune now of being on the flip side. I was at JPL. JPL designs a lot, but they don't manufacture a lot. They manufacture rovers historically, but probes and things like that and satellites, they haven't manufactured the buses in a long time, mainly just the payloads. And now I'm sitting on the other side, and I've had colleagues come here and say, wow, it's incredible how quickly you're doing things. We're really excited to work with you because you guys can get us XYZ in this amount of time and to this quality, and we can just put our specialized payload on there and shoot it up. It's going to take years to see that idea realized because that's just how the aerospace industry works. It's getting faster, but it still takes a little bit of time to realize and put contracts in place and get something into orbit. But it's fun to see those effects, right? And as teams like ours continue to operate and innovate in this space, we will see those effects only more and more quickly. And that, to me, is very exciting. And I think anybody who comes here will see that and feel that as they put in their time here.
Valentino, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. It's been an absolute pleasure to learn about your own journey. Quite fascinating, and the work that you got exposed to. And obviously, Terran Orbital tackling a new and emerging industry, which is a commercialized space aviation, so many possible use cases. And it's great to learn about what role data science and AI is playing and helping not just Terran Orbital, but the industry as a whole. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Terran Orbital the very best of luck in the months and years to come. And we look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Thank you very much. It's really good to be here. Great time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.